أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And so we're looking at forgiveness. And today we will look at how we can forgive others. Possibly one of the most difficult things to do. Let's start with the Quran. Surah number 64, Surah At-Taghabun, Ayah 14. And the last bit, Allah says, وَإِن تَعْفُوا, if you lovingly forgive, وَتَصْفَحُوا, and you overlook, وَتَغْفِرُوا, and you cover, you forgive, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, you will find Allah forgiving and merciful to you. It's a phenomenal statement, but it's one of the hardest things to do. To be able to forgive one who has wronged me, or one who has committed injustice, or one who has hurt me. When the Prophet was asked by someone to explain what is nobility of character, and the Prophet said, it means that you should forgive the one who has wronged you, re-establish ties with the one who has broken them off from you, give to the one who has denied you, and tell the truth, even if it is against your own interests. Sadiq says, if you want to increase your honor, be forgiving, for forgiveness increases nobility and Allah increases you in honor. Accept the excuse of anyone who justifies himself, whether he be in the right or in the wrong. If anyone does not accept his excuse, then my intercession will not reach him. That's what the Prophet said. We always want to be connected to the Prophet. We want to be like him. We want his intercession. And this is what he says. Forgiveness is a choice, and the motivation is forgive to be forgiven. Let's look at Surah An-Nur. This is Surah number 24, Ayah 22. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it so beautifully. He says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا, lovingly pardon and rub it out, forget it, overlook the hurt. And then he says, why? أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ, do you not love that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is forgiving and merciful. There is no place for ego. There's no place for I if I want to be forgiven by Allah. It is proven that any stress-related ailment is reduced amongst individuals who have the habit of forgiving each other. When we don't forgive someone, we've literally locked ourselves in their prison, because every waking moment, every sleeping moment, every time we think, we're thinking of them and not about how we can reach our full potential. And it's definitely an act of rahmah, of mercy. When the Prophet said, have mercy on those on earth and the one in the heavens will have mercy on you. There is a beautiful story about the Prophet while sitting in the mosque with his companions, pointed out to a person who entered the mosque as being one of those who would enter Jannah. And he did this for 3 days. And every time it was the same person who entered the mosque. Well, one of the companions wanted to know what quality this man possessed that the Prophet kept on saying these things about him. So he spent 3 days and nights with this man. And he didn't notice anything different. It wasn't that he was praying lots or that he was doing anything extra. So before he left after those 3 days, he says, just tell me, what is different about you? What do you do that you have been raised to such a level? And the man said, my deeds are nothing more than what you saw. He said, but you must be doing something. He says, there's one thing I know that I do. I just don't hold any grudges against anyone. And I'm not envious for what bounties Allah has granted them. The companion realized this was the quality that the Prophet was pointing out to. So in essence, to forgive someone is an opportunity to be forgiven for our own sins. We're not condoning their acts. When we consciously forgive someone, it may not be necessarily because they deserve it, but basically we're forgiving to release ourselves from their prison and make it a means for the forgiveness of our own sins. And in essence, we're told that this is the sign of the spiritual expanse of one's heart. And the dua, which is called Dua Abu Hamza Thimali, There is a verse that says, أمرتنا أن تعفو عمن ظلمنا وأنت أولى بالعفو وقد ظلمنا أنفسنا. You have ordered us to forgive the person who hurts us, who's committed injustice towards us. But you, Allah, are much more worthy to forgive us who have been oppressive to our own souls. So in essence, the meaning of this part of the dua is that we're not ready and prepared to forgive others for that which they have committed against us. However, we expect Allah to forgive the great number of our own sins. So in order for us to earn this pardon, we must be ready to forgive those who have hurt us and accept their apology. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the biggest of hearts so we are able to forgive those whom we think have hurt us or who may have hurt us in one way or the other. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.